Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And I am so excited. Welcome to the program today. And as always, but today our first guests are going to crack the aging code, because cracking the aging code is their new book. It's the new science of growing old and what it means for staying young. And I don't know about you, but now that I'm getting old, older, and I'm observing people in my life that are older than I am. And, you know, when we were all growing up, and I want to bring on our guest today because I'm sure they have a lot to say about this subject since they are so involved in it. Josh Middledorf currently operates agingadvice.org and writes a weekly column for scienceblog.com. And he's also researched and taught at several universities, MIT right here in my own backyard, Harvard, and Berkeley. And Dorian Sagan is with us and has been a celebrated writer for many years, as well as an accomplished philosopher and theorist. And much of his work has been featured in multiple publications, including Natural History and Smithsonian. And so, guys, it's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm
honored
to be
here. Hi, Frankie.
So, years ago, I was at a conference with Ken Deichwald, and he put us on the screen a picture of Sophia Loren and Whistler's mother. And he split the screen, and we were all in a gasp when he said Whistler's mother in that wheelchair. And we think of her in that wheelchair as this elderly woman. She was 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he was showing us the difference. And at the time, Sophia Loren was in her late 60s. And so I just loved that analogy. And it was like that brilliant moment that maybe, just maybe, the way we age doesn't have to be the way we aged in the past. And so tell us what the new science and the old science and what you guys have discovered in the new book, Cracking the Aging Code.
If you look in 19th century novels, they talk about people in their 40s as starting to get old, and by 50 you're really over the hill. And that's really changed. It's been steadily, lifespan has steadily increased for the last 150 years in the Western world. We're living 7 years longer than our parents lived. They lived 7 years longer than their parents lived, and so on back for about six or seven generations. So that lifespan has been increasing. Yeah, there are 80-year-olds on the tennis courts now. How many 80-year-olds were on the tennis courts when we were young?
Right.
We can expect, just through the advance of medicine and who knows what, some of it is mysterious, that without any new sciences, Aging is just slowing down. We're getting old later.
So what are some of the other theories of aging that you guys are sharing in the new book?
Well, the new evidence is that aging is programmed into our genes. The last 20 years or so, the scientists were really surprised to find that there are genes that just seem to be there to destroy us. You remove the DAF2 gene, it's called, in the worm, and the worm lives twice as long. You just take the gene out, the worm lives twice as long. You put the gene back in, the worm is normal in other ways, but it lives half as long again. So what are these genes doing in the genome that just destroy us? That's really the big surprise, that aging is a program. We're not wearing out. We're not aging inevitably because it's just a price that you pay for fertility. In fact, the more children you have, the longer you live. Aging is programmed, and we have to extend evolutionary science to say, well, aging is the opposite of fitness. What are aging genes doing in our genome? You talk about survival of the fittest. Well, aging is just the opposite of survival.
And tell me a little bit about the telomere story and how it does or does not affect the aging in the way that we age.
It's a fascinating story. Again, it's really only in the last few years that it's come out. Every time a cell divides, the chromosome loses a little bit of its tail. There's non-coding information. There's nonsense DNA at the end of the chromosome called the telomere, and that gets a little shorter each time the cell divides. Well, for a while, it doesn't matter very much because there's this buffer of nonsense DNA, but eventually you get down to real coding DNA where it's important, and the cell goes crazy. It starts sending out signals to the body, distress signals that cause the whole body to ramp up inflammation, to start self-destruction processes. It's been a surprise just since 2003 when it was discovered that people with shorter telomeres have a shorter life expectancy. It's been a real surprise that this programmed process of the telomere shrinking is essential to the aging process as we experience it.
And I guess the question I have for both of you is, what have you changed, if anything, from the research and the compiling of this book? Has anything changed in your lives in the way that you're living your life today? Let me start with you, Dorian.
Oh, I just wanted to say before when you were talking about Sophia Loren, this is a slightly off topic, but my favorite example, and she wasn't as pretty as Sophia Loren, at least at the end, is the longest verified, oldest verified human on record, Jean Calment, who rode her bicycle in the south of France to the age of 122 and a half, drank red wine, and had a quite a good sense of humor. Not only did she say, "God must have forgotten about me," in reference to her friends, but she also said, "I have only one wrinkle, and I'm sitting on it." But it does show that lifestyle.
That's awesome. I love that story. That's awesome. She really lived to be 122?
She lived to 122 and a half. Yeah, I mean, she definitely was a little exaggerating about only having one wrinkle. You can go look her up, blowing out her 100th birthday cake. She smoked a couple of cigarettes a day, too, and I think she has a cigarette in her hand when she's trying to blow out those 100 candles.
Oh, my gosh.
But the point is that there are things you can do, and that segue into a real answer to your question, which is from looking at Josh's analysis and coming to accept that this is a credible, and of course we have every right to be suspicious about claims of cheating aging since they've been going on since the beginning of human beings. And arguably are even at the basis of the world religions that want to say that we can live forever after we die, if not before we die. I have made lifestyle changes that, and feel better about them. I mean, one thing that, you know, we already know that exercise and not eating too much are good for you, but they don't make sense in terms of what we think about aging, because food should be providing us with the nutrition to live longer, and exercise should be damaging. In fact, it does create free radicals. When we exercise, there's also the body also creates free radical scavengers that neutralize the problems. So what it really looks like is that over evolutionary time, the body has recruited multiple systems in order to die on time, because in certain populations, including the populations that preceded us in our own species, there's been a very dangerous tendency to grow and reproduce too fast. And when you do that, you set yourself up for wholesale destruction.
I can't believe we're out of time. This was
oh,
like a
God.
Tease. This was like a tease having you both
well,
here, because there's so
the
much.
Book.
Yeah, there's so much more to talk about. It's called Cracking the Aging Code: The New Science of Growing Old and What It Means for Staying Young, and a revolutionary examination of why we age, what it means for our health, and how we just might be able to fight it. Exciting news, and thank you, Josh, and thank you, Dorian. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, frankieboyer.com.
While we may, because I know I'll hate you when you are old and gray. So say you love me here and now, I'll make the most of that. Say you love and trust me, for I know.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast, and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step
is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And joining me now are co-authors of a brand new book called Segan. It's like vegan with this S-E-A, Segan in front of it. And Segan Eating, The Lore of a Healthy, Sustainable Seafood Plus Vegan Diet. And I think that this book is a little gem because it's a cheat sheet for vegans who want to stay healthy, but they don't want to give up their vegan lifestyle, but they want to add a few days of fish. And I'm, for the record, I'm a vegetarian who consumes fish oil on a daily basis. Yet I don't necessarily eat the fish, but I do consume the oil from the fish because I know that from my genome, my genes, that's really important. And so let's welcome Amy Kramer and Lisa McComsey to the show. And guys, are you there?
We're here.
Yes, we are. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you with us. So tell us your individual stories. Amy, you're a chef, a coach, and creator of Vegan Eats, which is a line of prepared oil-free vegan foods sold in supermarkets, and congratulations for doing that. And Lisa, you're an award-winning copywriter and speaker, a marketing consultant, and a plant-powered marathon runner, which we love, and the author of The Vegan Chef, The Vegan Cheat Sheet. So how did the book come about?
Our first book, The Vegan Cheat Sheet, came about. We were both new vegans. I became a new vegan. I encouraged Lisa along the way, and she grabbed it and went for it. And we basically decided that there were so many challenges in being a vegan that we thought we would make it easy. Thus, the first book. The second book, similar to you, I was a vegan that took regular fish oil because I knew the magic of the certain omega-3s that you only get from fish.
Right.
So I realized, gosh, maybe I can just research and find what fish are the best to eat, which are low in contaminants, which are sustainably caught, which are low in mercury and high in omega-3s and other vitamins and minerals. And so I started adding them, felt great. Lisa and I did it together. We realized we were both doing it, and we decided to educate the world and hopefully give them a resource to do it the same way we did, in a wise way. So we did the research,
right,
and I created the recipes for vegan eating.
So this
and,
is
this
not
is Lisa, as Amy said, she inspired me to go vegan. I sort of did it on a dare. I decided I'd try it for a month. I knew I would hate it and abandon it, but it turns out I loved it, and I found it to be easier and more delicious than I had anticipated. But through research, we discovered that I felt I was missing out on those essential fatty acids you can only get from fish. Additionally, we converted very few people to veganism along the way. But once we started mentioning, well, what if you could have fish one or two times a week? That was a whole different story. So we felt that going vegan was a more approachable diet for most people who just can't abide the sort of all-or-nothing vegan approach.
Yes.
So we went vegan for health reasons, and we went vegan for health reasons.
So for the record, tell everybody what veganism is, because a lot of people are not really, what's the difference between being a vegan and a vegetarian and a pescatarian? And, you know, there's so many different versions of everything today. So tell us what exactly is a vegan.
A vegan is someone that only eats plant-based exclusively. So a vegan would only eat vegetables and fruits, whole grains, seeds, nuts, and legumes. And a
right.
vegetarian most likely would obviously add, I mean, a vegetarian would add dairy and potentially eggs to that program.
Right. So that's exactly right. I'm a lacto-ovo vegetarian, which means I eat cheese products and I do some dairy. But I'm very, very clean. I'm very mm-hmm. clean, as you are in the book.
Yes.
And
yes.
I want to talk about what's happening in this world, because for people to really understand the movement that you're talking about, it's not just being a vegan, but it's about being clean in the eating
yeah.
and how important it is to get the GMOs, the genetically modified foods, out of our diets and to make mm-hmm. sure that we're eating clean, healthy food.
Yeah, absolutely. And absolutely.
That is crucial to our stand, because it is so easy to be a fat, unhealthy vegan or vegan. Oreos
French
are vegan, French fries are vegan, potato chips are vegan. You know, so we really promote
yes.
eating healthfully and sustainably. And we do address GMOs in our book and organic versus non-organic foods and when to go for either. And, of course, the fish situation is so fraught. It is so problematic. There are fish that are on the verge of extinction. There are unsustainable capture methods that we abhor. And so we really promote eating only fish that are on our what we call our good catch list.
Yes. And for a list of that, the Monterey Bay has a great app
mm-hmm.
that you can download, and it gives you all about the sustainability and because this is a real, we have another guest that comes on, and Danny Quintano, and he's passionate about what's happening in the fishing industry. And we don't really understand this bigger story, and you do in your book, Segan Eating, but it's such an important story to understand and to respect the ocean, because without the ocean, there is no planet. That's just, it's just that
You're
simple.
Right. You're absolutely right.
You know, and Sylvia Earle has been.
You know, when we started doing research for the book, all of a sudden I was horrified, because there were some fish that I loved, like Chilean sea bass. That was one of my favorite fish, and I will not touch it anymore. It is
no.
Extinction.
Well, plus they're killing it. The deal is that it doesn't even have its first baby until it's 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
they're killing
That's
it before
right.
it.
Yeah.
Before it even and it's not Chilean sea bass. They gave it that name.
The Patagonian
it's an ugly
toothfish.
Name. Toothfish. That's right. So yeah, who wants to eat that at a restaurant? You know, I mean, come on. So they gave
yeah,
it
that's
this lovely
good marketing.
That's exactly right. And by the way, you can freeze that fish for 5 years, and it will still, because it's so fatty, it will still taste great. So that's why I love what you guys are doing. What's the best website? How can people find out more about both of you and the new book, Segan Eating?
Our website is segeaneating.com, and we have tips and recipes and all kinds of buying information and other good tips on there.
Awesome.
And
thank
is now
you
available.
So
much. It should be.
Go ahead.
Oh,
Oh, the book is available at your most of your favorite booksellers. We'll be selling the book as of yesterday.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations, Amy and Lisa. Thanks so much for being with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. We'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 to 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
Napa know-how!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is, you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. I am Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. And our next guest, Stephen Dinnan, is with us. He's a noted social entrepreneur, visionary political strategist. He is a member of the prestigious Transformational Leadership Council and Evolutionary Leaders Group, and the author of Radical Spirit. He has a brand new book out as well, but he is also the founder and CEO of the Shift Network. He was previously a senior staffer and the driving force behind the Shift in Action program and the Esalen Institute, where he directed and helped to create the Center for Theory and Research. And so what a pleasure. The new book is out. It's called Sacred America, Sacred World, Fulfilling Our Mission in Service to All, How to Fix Our Broken Two-Party System and Get Back to National Unity. And boy, that's a mouthful, Stephen. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Frankie.
So, you know, I had the opportunity this July 4th to do something, and I'm embarrassed to say that I've never done, and I've lived in Boston my entire life, and I've never been to the Faneuil Hall during July 4th to be a part of the wonderful ceremony that goes on to really look at the history of this country. And I have to say, sitting in this room and looking at John Hancock and in all of the paintings, and to go back to the early days of our existence, and to hear former Mayor Ray Flynn and the new mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, and to hear music, and it was just a very moving and beautiful experience.
Well, I think it's so important for all of us to have moments like that where we really connect with our deepest heart relationship with our country and realize again, like, it's the nobility in our founding, the sort of the bold mission really of liberty and justice for all, and things like E Pluribus Unum, out of many one, that we have a sacred mission, if you will, as a country, to template something extraordinary and to lead the way towards larger wholes and really pioneer new possibilities. And it's easy to forget that when we're dismayed and discouraged by the evening news and the slugfest in our current political arena, and we can sometimes lose touch from the part of us that really is genuinely loves America and that wants to be here and help it evolve to the next level. So I think it's
absolutely
important to take July 4th to really do that and reconnect in a way with this higher destiny and higher mission that we were founded on.
So how do we do that? For example, this morning in the news, a very sad story in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, of a young man who is providing for his family, selling CDs in front of a store, and was, I don't know the unfoldings, I don't know what happened, but he was gunned down by the police and killed. And there's now this new division that is going on, and new protest. And, you know, it's a scenario that we see too often in this country.
I think that we have to really put our attention on building bridges instead of more division on all levels. And that can happen between political parties. It can happen between races. It can happen between class, you know, between the 99% versus the 1%. It can happen between, poor neighborhoods and the cops that we're not spending enough time focusing on what unites us and brings us together. And then it's like, you know, when you have a strong foundation of relationship and trust, then you can navigate the really hard stuff that arises. I mean, I'm not going to pretend it's not a very hard thing to have someone in your community gunned down for what appears to be not just cause, and that can feed into a whole traumatized history.
Yeah, it can.
So these things are going to happen. That we're going to have tragic things happen. We're going to have things that are wrong that happen. But we have to have a fabric of trust and relationship that allows us to work with them, because otherwise they get fed into more justification and more polarization and essentially more animosity. I was just reading like a really dismaying article about somebody who went to a Trump event and was just talking about essentially the just two sides, protesters, Trump supporters, just yelling at each other and just vitriolic and angry. And there's no attempt to like recognize that we're actually on the same team. We're all on the team of like wanting America to fulfill its promise to really be a great country that is successful on many levels, and that is also peaceful and healthy and sustainable. That's really demonstrating what's possible. And so we have to take the time, which takes, you know, it can take the form of like what kind of conversations we have with our friends and allies. We take the form of living room conversations about going beyond partisan divides. There's a great new initiative called Living Room Conversations that Joan Blades, one of the founders of Move On, has activated with other people who are transpartisan Republicans. So it's looking at how do we actually restore the trust and the basic framework of the United States of America, because we're quickly becoming two separate warring nations, and that really doesn't serve any of us, and it basically holds back our creative energy and our ability to achieve a really bold mission.
By the way, your website is absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you,
Stephen.
You're talking about sacredamerica.net, the one for
yes.
the book?
Yes, beautiful. So I want you to share with us a little bit, if you would. Do we go back into the school systems? Do we begin this conversation and, you know, at an early age for our kids? Where do we begin? Tell us where you think it should begin.
Well, I think each of us begins with ourselves, and we look at where do we polarize and where do we create enemies and opposition where we don't need to, and look for potential allies. So this is an example from my own life. When in the 2000, go back a little bit, 2008 election, I really had trouble with Sarah Palin. I really tended to demonize her in different ways. And so instead of just rehearsing that, I took the time to read both of her books and actually see the world through her eyes and begin to appreciate more how she grew up and her values and where things came from that I at first was kind of offended by. And at the end of that journey, I wrote an article in Huffington Post about dissolving the Palin prejudice. So I kind of took it on as a personal practice, and it ended up affecting a lot of other people, to go beyond my own prejudice and my own bias and just turning somebody into a caricature that I was just going to rail against and hate. And so our political process right now is that we have a lot of forces that tend to reinforce our biases. We tend to watch the same news that we believe from sources that align with our political beliefs. We tend to socialize with people who are similar beliefs, and we have to get outside of our comfort zone. So that's just on the adult level. And then we go down to the kids level. I think we really need to be building in what is called like emotional intelligence skills. Is like how do we navigate conflict in a way that's actually constructive. That's something that is actually a core life lesson and core skill that you want to cultivate, because you know all the facts that you can cram into your head don't do you much good if you essentially are getting in a violent argument and then ending up creating some sort of real damage that ends up getting into trouble with the law. It's, those kind of skills of how to navigate conflict in challenging situations, something we need to really cultivate from a young age, not just at home, but really in our
yes.
school system.
I agree with you. I was just having a conversation with a young college student in a southern college, and there were four of them in a pod at their dorm, and three of them have one belief, and the fourth one is very radical in her thinking. And, you know, the ganging up and the trying to, I was just actually horrified in the stories, you know, that that because she was so different and, you know, it's as though their beliefs and hers were so, imagine young 18-year-old girls not being able to communicate and to really enjoy each other, but getting into the political arena and going at it and just having this dialogue that affected all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have to remember that diversity is our greatest strength in this country. It's part of why we have so many of the protections and freedoms we do, because our founding fathers recognized that a diversity of viewpoints is what ultimately creates greater wisdom, better policies, and takes us to a next level. So,
yes.
So we have to remember that it's political diversity is another kind of diversity, and that if we can learn how to celebrate that and do what I call political cross-training, where we take some time to really see the world from somebody else's perspective.
I love what you're doing. I just love what you're doing. Sacred America, Sacred World, fulfilling our mission in service to all, how to fix our broken two-party system and get back to national unity, sacredamerica.net. And Stephen, what a pleasure talking with you today. Please come back anytime.
Great. Thanks so much, Frankie. Pleasure on my side as well.
And we need to keep the dialogue going, so please come back.
One quick thing I should throw out there. I'm actually going to be in Boston speaking at Jamaica Plains First Church on July 16th at 7 o'clock. So.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Free.
Boost your immune system naturally with Silver Biotics. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC, is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And there is a brand new... This is... very cool. Life-size Noah's Ark that is being opening today. It's a family-friendly Ark Encounter theme park, and it welcomes the first visitors to 800 rolling acres in northern Kentucky. And boy, do I have a lot of questions for Ken Ham. By the way, we've seen Ken Ham on every major television show from the CNN's Situation Room to the O'Reilly Factor to PBS NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. And he is with us today. He is the president and co-founder of Answers in Genesis. And Ken, why Kentucky and why an ark?
Good to be with you, Frankie. Why Kentucky? Well, actually, people probably don't think about this, but demographically, we're within a one-day drive of two-thirds of America's population. So it makes it a great place for a destination location. So people can easily get here, and we're right on Interstate 75. You talked about the 800 acres. 800 acres right at exit 154 on the second busiest north-south interstate in America. What a wonderful place for the world's newest and largest themed attraction, and that's really what Noah's Ark is. And the reason we built this, I mean, we're recreating Noah's Ark according to dimensions in the Bible, so it's a massive structure. I mean, it's 1.5 times the length of a football field, half the width of a football field. We built it 15 feet off the ground, so therefore from ground to actually roof is 7 stories, from ground to the top of the bow is 10 stories.
Wow, that's pretty huge.
It's 3.3 million board feet of timber. It's the world's largest timber frame structure. That means it uses the big, heavy timbers, the big logs inside. It's real. Well, it's not like Hollywood where they have all fake stuff. I mean, this is real. It's a real timber frame structure. And we did it because we're Christians, and we want to get the message of the Christian message out to the world. We said, you know, in a culture that seems to be more and more trying to delete the Christian message from, you know, morality and everything else, he said, you know, why can't we build something that even non-Christians want to come and visit, something that people are fascinated by? And Noah's Ark is a fascination for people all around the world. There are flood legends all around the world. And so we said, let's do that. And our research with America's research group, general population studies, we've done them twice now, indicate that up to 2 million people a year will come. I wouldn't be surprised if it's even more than that. This is creating an international interest. I mean, this is so massive. It's nothing like anyone's ever done before. As I told you, it makes the Matterhorn in Disney look small.
So will there be, it's not so much an amusement park as a theme park. So will there be rides, though? Will there be, there will be entertainment from what I've been told.
Well, we don't have rides like, you know, you would get from Universal or Disney or, you know, a place like that. It is a themed attraction. And the Ark itself is an attraction. And then inside the Ark, the timber frame structure is an attraction. But then we have three decks of exhibits. I mean, we have an animatronic Noah, and we have Noah's family on different decks. We have their living quarters. We have animals. We have animal sounds coming out of the cages, sculptured animals that are absolutely phenomenal. I mean, people are describing the exhibits in this place. There's 120,000 square feet of exhibits. There's interactive areas for kids. They're describing it as beyond Hollywood. The people are astounded by it. Nobody has ever done this before. And it's Christians making a statement to the world. They're doing it in such a tasteful way. And it's really entertaining in that sense, in that every exhibit is sort of different. And the kids love it, and the mums and dads love it. And the words I'm getting from people, we have our donors coming through here as a preview before the opening July 7th. And they're using words like, I'm speechless. This is beyond imagination. This is awe-inspiring. I don't know how to describe this. I've never seen anything like it in my life. People are astounded. I mean, this is something that is so massive and so world-class and beyond what I believe Hollywood has ever attempted or done. I think you're going to find, by word of mouth, people are going to pour in here.
And you know what I love that you're doing? I love that you're not using real animals, and I'll tell you why. I love that you're using sculptures and representing the animals, because we don't need another zoo, in my opinion, in this country.
Well, the sculptured animals are really exquisite. They really are. And
right,
the artists,
exactly.
I mean, some of these artists are trained in Hollywood, and people think they're real. As I said, we have animal sounds and so on. We also have a zip line course here. I mean, it is a massive zip line course. You can zip line across the valley beside the Ark, and eventually there'll be 9 miles of zip line. I don't know anywhere else in the world, frankly, where you can actually zip across a valley beside an Ark.
I don't either. It sounds really fun. It just sounds like a fun experience for the entire family. How long did it take you guys to put this together, Ken, from the idea of the whole idea to the concept? How many years did it take?
Well, in 2004, we first talked about the idea. 2005, we said we'll make it a priority once our Tiffin attraction called the Creation Museum was opened, which it was opened in 2007. And so in 2008, we did a general population study to find out if we build a Noah's Ark, you know, if we build it, would they come? And with their population study came back such that, wow, this is going to be a major attraction. So many people want to see this. Two-thirds of America's population basically said they wanted to see this. And so in 2010, we started master planning it. And then we built it over the past 23 months. And the first wood, actually, we had to build the foundation first and the platform on which to build the Ark and the three giant towers, the seven-story towers that it anchors to that house the restrooms and the exit stairs and the elevators.
Oh, we're out of time. We're out of time, but it's something that it sounds like something that I would even love and I would go to and absolutely. So it is now open. Pardon?
Yeah, I think you'd be amazed by it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Okay, Ken, give us the website. How can people find out more about this new, exciting, family-friendly Ark Encounter theme park?
It's arkencounter.com. Arkencounter.com.
Awesome. Congratulations, and come back and tell us how it's going.
Okay, will do.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Ken. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show right here for Biz Talk Radio. I'm Frankie Boyer. Check out frankieboyer.com. It's the new website. And we will see you next time right here, Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.